Oh, hello, everyone. Shard it out. Oops. Oh, good, it's you. I was afraid it was the wrong Cheryl. You know how sometimes I call the wrong Cheryl?
You're calling Beryl?
Not Beryl, Maudling, no.
Beryl?
Mm-mm.
Carol?
No.
Beryl?
Sterile. No. There's another Cheryl with a phone number you used to have, and now it has a girl. A real...
Really?
Somebody who's really young, not fake 25.
Who's fake 25?
You're not really 25.
I can't imagine somebody pretending to be young like Mathias.
Ugly.
Sure.
Well, that ain't pretending.
Sure.
Yeah. How you been, Carol? I've got a lot of requests for Antivera Charles now. Are you jealous? Everybody loves Antivera.
There were people saying that they hate her.
Where do you get that?
Listen to Louis.
No, because I got
ain't
a lot.
Nobody like that stupid bitch.
I haven't had a
she
single.
She hates me. She tries to pretend she does. I don't hate her. Do you like her? No. Do you hate her? No. Do you really dislike her and you want her to die? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but everybody likes her. Everybody
makes sense.
Are you going to shut up? It's my program for once.
Oh.
Everybody liked her on my program though. Last week, I didn't get one single negative comment.
Who's everybody?
Did I? Well, actually, I probably did. Oh well. So, how's your vagina? How are your layups? How is your prolapse? How's it all hanging down?
Real good.
That's good. I have to introduce for my audience. You know, sometimes I take it for granted that people know who you are. This Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl Murkowski is my ugliest friend. She claims to be 25, but she's really in her late 80s. She's disgusting.
Wait a minute.
She kills fetuses and she wonders if they shit. And she calls fat people stores to order things, and then she never orders anything. She just asks about the biggest things. I'm not done. And she calls about huge toilets. She calls about huge toilets and colostomy bags. Yeah, go ahead.
Obviously, you don't know me at all. My name, for those of you who do not know, is Cheryl Murkowski. I am a certifiably 24-year-old, beautiful woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung, proprietor of the daycare center industry, president of Tick Daycare Institutions, caring for kids, and that's why I was beautiful.
And don't forget about your downstairs.
Oh, I've got a proly up to the size of California. And
what's a prolapse?
Excuse me?
What's a prolapse for our new audience?
Okay, well, that is when your insulin come out of your hole. So after many accidents, I actually have one hole, and then my poopy and pee-pee out of this hole, and it's a huge mess, and it's a treasure trove for Matt Weinstein. It's what we call a pleasure tunnel because, as we know, as a lesbian, she loves fish, but she's also a scat queen. So
well, and
she likes when I poop the other day.
Listen, I have so much stuff that I did this weekend. I went to a lesbian picnic. Swear to God. And it was so funny because they had all these weird dishes, you know, with natural things in Tupperware. And like on the Tupperware, they had like little index cards that listed every ingredient so that you could out if you have a food allergy or not. And I'm a lesbian, but some other lesbian spilled coleslaw juice on me. And she's like, oh, sorry. I said, oh, that's okay.
He said, oh, wait, what are the ingredients? I think I've got a food allergy or something in the...
I don't think my pants were allergic. And and then just tonight...
We have a taco.
Giant taco?
Giant taco. I learned about this from the Stephen Red Monkey.
What is this?
It's when the lesbian wears a jean vest, jean jacket, and jeans. And she's fat.
I never seen that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know they all like to pretend they're Vinnie Barbarino, though.
Okay. So, what did you mean at this event?
Okay, well, the thing is, I was at the Black Jewel just now, and this was sort of my inspiration for doing this pilgrim. And, you know,
are you going to tell people about the photo I found?
What?
Well, the Black Jewel, honey.
Oh, no, that's for the album art. That's going to be the album art. The wonderful Black Jewel you sent. They'll see in the album art and on the post. So don't worry. We don't need to explain that.
Well, okay. It's just this great popcorn.
I can't wait to eat it. Well,
it's really good.
I heard there's going to be a lawsuit.
About what?
Because my Black Jewel's going to sue them for that.
Oh.
So Cheryl.
It was me.
So I was at the Black Jewel. I went to my Seattle Shutton Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to the Black Jewel because Seattle, now that I'm going to Seattle this is my first week without Seattle Sutton. So I had to buy groceries. And do you know what, Cheryl? As soon as I rode my bike up there, it's very desolate. This Black Jewel closes at 11 because it's disgusting neighborhood and where I live. And, you know, I ride my bike up. There's one of those 1,000-year-old bike racks, not like the new kind, the old kind where it stores like a million bikes on one rack. And it's right next to the Salvation Army. Ugh. And it's just and it's not lit. It's dark. And there's one of those machines for the DVDs we rent. But so all these black kids from the Black Jewel who work there were wearing their jewels. Sweatshirts, and they were like brawling. It was like West Side Story, only with blacks. And they had there was like I just couldn't believe it. There was like it, but it wasn't like boys beating up boys. It was boys like beating up girls, and they were enjoying it. It was so weird. Like this guy, like this one kid, he's punching a girl in the stomach, and she's like, "Ah, I'm gonna get you for that." And the other ones are like, and then he's like, that bitch, punk, punched her again. And then she's like, punk. And they're like running all over the pavement while this shit's going on.
They were boarding the baby.
Excuse me?
Boarding the baby.
Oh, you know what? I bet that's what it was.
Now, why didn't you take video of this incident?
Hello, what? I'm not going to be racist. Lighting. Enough said.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Can't see nothing.
You can see the tree.
Do you think my little camera phone can pick up blacks in the dark?
Wow.
Please, you're making me so racist. I hate you. You've done this to me. Now, I need you to listen to something. I want to play that LaWanda Page clip. But you're not going to hear me for a minute because I don't want to get the feedback. But the audience will hear you, and you will hear the microphone. So feel free to comment. Okay, just one sex cunt. Okay.
There were three little triplets started to school. And you know, on the first day of school, how the teacher have all the kids in line and asking their names and addresses, all the new kids. So the teacher said, "What's your name, little boy?" He said, "My name is Joe Brown." "That's nice. What's your name, little boy?" He says, my name is John Brown. That's nice. Say, what's your name, little boy? He say, my name is Jerry Brown. Say, how come you talk so heavy? Say, your little boys look just alike. And say, but you talk, your voice is so different. Say, could you explain why your voice is so different? So the one with the heavy voice, he said, well, teacher, say, you see, it was like this. So when we was born, so mama didn't have but two tits. And hell, I had to suck daddy's dick.
I don't understand. Why would he suck his daddy's dick?
Cheryl, you of all people should understand that.
No.
He was, the reason he has a deep voice is because he was sucking on the dick instead of the titty. And that's testosterone in there.
That doesn't make no sense.
What doesn't make sense about it?
Why would a baby suck on a penis?
It's a joke, you dumbass.
Oh, well, I mean, my baby sucked on my clit, but that's different. That's a woman part. Babies are not supposed to eat the male part.
Right. And plus, you were aborted anyway. I mean, yours were aborted. Listen, Cheryl.
Well, except for this dude and I didn't abort, and they ended up dying when I killed him on by accident.
That's fantastic. So I went to Cher's yoga class on the lake.
Really?
I went to Cher's yoga class on the lake today.
Was she wearing her dance bells?
Yeah, Cher doesn't wear a dance belt, but she was wearing those real high 80s knickers. I think they're called knickers.
Bandex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, could you see the outline of her penis?
She don't have a penis. She's Cher.
Could you see the outline of her Leo?
I saw her cow toe. It's a cow toe, not a camel toe.
Oh.
She got a cow toe. Without... Well, the class was hard and it was windy. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad.
Hort.
It was so windy, and we had to do those poses where you balance on your fuck. And, like, it was so windy, I practically got blowed over. But that was fun. And then I...
You say hort again.
What do you mean?
To say hort.
Hort.
Okay, so go ahead.
And your vagina smells. Oh, I want to tell you... Okay, here's a... I don't know. God, I hardly ever do programs anymore. Did I talk about the foot fungus on this show or not?
No.
So I was in the shower at I was in the ladies' room of the gym where I go. What do you call that? Locker room. Locker room. And you know, I was in there with this woman. She had her lips out in the sauna. No, not the sauna, the steam room. So I was in the steam room. This woman was there with her lips. She had kind of hot lips, I thought. And she's standing up, squirting cold water at the little sensor, which, of course, has the effect of making the steam go really high because it tricks the thermostat. Okay? So I'm sitting there practically dying. The good thing is this old queen that's always in there being gross. I mean lesbian queen. This old lesbo who's always in there being gross with all her matted pussy hair. She couldn't take the heat, so she left. And then... The lesbian with the layups hanging low, who's squirting the water, she said, oh, I was reading Women's Health magazine, and it said that the steam room doesn't do anything unless it's 120 degrees or more.
Oh.
I said, oh, well, what does it do? I didn't know it was supposed to do anything.
Cleans the toxins.
She goes, oh, it kills fungus. I said, oh, well, that would probably explain why my planter's wart went away. She said, oh, really? I hope I didn't get it. And then she walked out. Hey,
oh,
snap.
Did it really go away?
Yeah. Oh, but planter's wart's been gone for a long time. I think maybe that is why. Because I didn't
How
get
did
no.
You say it?
I didn't get no surgery or nothing. I know people.
Well, I had this planter's wart.
Wart.
On the left. Wart. On the left side of my lip.
Oh, they must
and
really be low to the ground.
I got it from the shower and the woman's stools at the gym I go to.
I would suggest wearing flip flops on your layups then. I think they call them layup flops. Layup flops. Layup flops. Oh, I need to mention something, and this goes for you too, Sherelle. You know, people that comment on my blog, some of them have their faces on the comments, and stupid people don't understand how this works. No offense, Richard Barry. But the way it works is they're called Gravatars, and you go to the Gravatar website, Google Gravatar, and you associate a little picture with your email address. And then whenever you use a Gravatar-enabled WordPress blog, your picture will show up, Cheryl. So you need to put your lips in a Gravatar, and same with everybody who comments, and then it'll show you a little picture there, or whether you want to advertise your own.
I want to be a nonymous.
Well, you already write Cheryl, so how is that fucking anonymous, you stupid fucking bitch? Jesus Christ, you're dumb. I forget sometimes. I forget.
Really?
Oh, I sure do. Not for very long.
You think I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I had more notes of things to talk about. Let's see, what else did I do? So yesterday I had the barbecue that I went to. With this, with the people that we burned our character defects in a bonfire.
It must have been a huge fire.
It was. You know what's funny is when I put mine in, this was so weird, but when I put mine in, actually Miss Serenity puts it in for you. She does like a drag queen ritual. So I wrote down everything that is bad about me, which was like a 20-page book. I put it in the, I give it to Miss Serenity. I said, here, Miss Serenity, now that it's dark, you don't look as ugly. Will you please burn these character defects?
Dark, you won't be so ugly.
Yeah, because I was just about to burn the character defect of being mean, so I had to work it. But she and I go way back. She ruined my makeup. Oh, never mind. Not me. I mean, excuse me. Anyway, so as soon as she put it in, the spark flew out and hit me in the arm. I got attacked by my own character defect. It was like...
It's a sign, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Isn't that some kind of sign?
No. What do you mean, sign? It didn't say anything. You mean like... Simon Says Do This, like bag your own groceries.
Burning your character defect ain't going to do anything because you're so defective.
No, it works, though. I'm very nice now. And I don't, I say racist things.
You do or you don't?
No, I don't.
Really? Because of,
you're right.
Pretty sure that...
When?
Never mind. I want to be nice to you.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about this thing. Okay. There's something really disgusting on the internet right now. And it's where the most disgusting things on the internet always are, which is AndyNotAndrew.net.
It's there now?
Andy Mountain. No, it's the thing you showed me, the where he's shedding the dog. Let's look at it together, shall we? So
that's my favorite one.
It's really good. So we're going to look at it now. So since I'm not very technical today, I would like you to, when I tell you to, so let's start watching it now, okay? Are you ready? Do you have it downloaded?
Hold on.
Okay, well, I won't press play until you press play. So you tell me. You tell me.
Are we doing this from the Vimeo?
Vimeo. Oh, we're doing the Vimeo one. How do you? He is retarded. He should know better than this. You have to press read the. You have to press read the rest of this entry in order to see the Vimeos.
And he doesn't even say for a flash version. Read move this entry.
Here, wait. Let me read the comment first from Xavier. Andy, you should comb him with a fine-tooth comb and send the matted hair to Cheryl to use as sanitary pads. Then Cheryl could send the nicotine-enriched period blood to Madge as bagel filling. That Madge is such a period blood eater. That's true. There was something clearly sexual going on at the end of the video off camera. Are you ready to press play?
Okay, press it now.
Me too. It's too bad you can't see how fat he is. Well, I'll do it.
Huh?
So we see just the doghouse. No, Andy. House. And we see this, some blue thing is, oh, God. This is...
Those are nice pants.
It's awful. Look, he's... I guess what he means is he's trying to brush the dog to get rid of all the matted hair, but all he's doing is rubbing it with its hand, one hand, because he's too fat to have more energy.
He's balanced with the other one.
He looks like Violet from the Blueberry movie, Willy Wonka.
Look at those pants.
Yeah, why don't you describe
now,
look at
that mound in the... There's this huge mound in the front, and...
What's in there?
See where his thighs part for something, and there's this mound.
What
and
do
it makes you wonder, where's his penis?
Can you describe his outfit?
Well, he's wearing a blue shirt, long sleeves, and a blue track pants. And the track pants.
Oh, my God. What's that lump? Is that there? I see what you're talking about. There's like a lump.
It looks like a butt in the front.
Yeah, there's he's like a lump under his. Well, I guess above where I would guess his. Maybe that's his belly button.
Like it just goes in.
It look, but it's. Do you think he has lumpy fat?
Probably.
You do.
Mm-hmm. He won't send me nudes.
Now, what's that at the dog's? It looks like there's something up the dog's ass, doesn't it? Is there like a... It looks like there's a wire up the dog's ass. Do you see that?
Probably. Knowing Andy Melton.
No, look at... Oh, God. See, it does... It looks like he's got a reverse ass in the front. Is that his blubber dick?
Doesn't it kind of make you want to spank your monkey?
It makes me want to kill myself, to tell you the truth.
Oh. Well, that ain't very nice, Mary.
Can we talk about his personal ad or no?
Well, yes, that's what I was doing on my computer at home to find. Well, I'm actually not at home, but...
Where are you?
I believe... Well, I'm in an undisclosed location.
Why isn't Andy there? Let's try calling him just in case. Oh, wait.
Well, maybe he'll read it for us.
Wait, he's not online.
Oh, actually, he was very bitchy, and he said, oh, I have a lot of work to do. I must get off the lane.
Work?
TheFreakNetwork.com.
All right. What kind of work do he do?
Nothing that make him money or get him out of where he at.
That's right. He can't even afford his internet. He was real upset that people are giving...
Well, it's a good thing that somebody gave you so much money since you obviously can't afford your internet. And Vera, who is very poor.
Don't hate.
And what was it, $500?
Don't hate. Don't hate. And don't talk about it either.
Oh, sorry. I'm not sorry at all, actually.
Listen.
You're
extremely ugly.
It's so sad that Vera got so much money and she's rich. Anyways, okay, here we go.
Listen.
Let me copy and paste. Let me copy and paste.
What are you copying and pasting? Oh, you want me to read it? But I'm going to try to get him on the phone
first. You don't have it, Mary.
I'm going to try to call him first. I know it shows him offline, but I want to see. He likes to be on my program. If not, we can at least hear his fat voice on voice. He just hung right up on us.
Whoa.
Let's see.
He's busy.
I don't care what he's doing. How is he busy? Oh, so he has a personal ad, right? On Craigslist, and we're going to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give it to me so I can read it, or what?
What do you want me to do?
Give it to me so I can read it, because people a lot of times don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, but you have to read it very good.
I will. I will read it like, I'll read it like him.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm Andy Melton. I'm fixing to eat today. I'm fixing
pants.
To eat.
I gotta adjust my pants.
I gotta eat.
I'm gonna make some oven fried chicken that's basically like fry or frying chicken. But know it.
All right, Seattle. I mean, Cheryl. What are we doing now? What are we doing now? What are we doing?
Which one are you? You're
I thought you were going to mail me the link.
I'm going to Skype it to you.
Skype. Oh, you're on Skype. I thought you weren't on Skype.
I just go to one.
Oh, whoa.
Hurry up. I got to go to sleep soon, bitch. Cunt. Dyke.
Good. I love how he lies about his weight. Wait, let me get the voice. I am a 22-year-old chub. 350 pounds, approximately. Now, as a side note, that's a lie. He weighs 450. I've never been in a relationship with anyone, and I am a virgin. I'd really like to have a relationship with a top chaser. Top chaser. But does that mean he wants to date somebody who chases tops? Or that he wants... Yeah, does it mean he wants to date somebody who...
That's a chummy chaser. That's old, so it's a lot.
But you say if you say I want a relationship with a chubby chaser, then you want a relationship with a chubby chaser. So chubby is the adjective for chaser. This looks to be the same form of sentence. So a top chaser would be somebody who's chasing tops. So is he saying that he is a top and he wants somebody who goes after?
Into it too much. He's ignorant.
Is he going to fuck people with that huge double butt in where his penis should be?
Obviously.
This is not good. I burned my character defects and I feel them flaming up again. All right.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I think unfortunately he don't have good grammar. Whether he means that he's a bottom, he wants a top chubby chaser. A chubby chaser who is a top. He should have let us proofread.
Relationship with top chaser.
I would really
even
like...
Even if it's just being friends with benefits.
Okay, I'll continue. I'd like someone to teach me about sex. And then he has four bullet points.
You're not doing it. I'd like someone to teach me about sex. One.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you do it now.
I'd like someone to teach me about sex. One, how to give a proper blowjob. Two, how to properly clean myself before receiving anal sex. Three, how to properly receive anal sex and how it can be pleasurable to both my partner and me. Maybe teach me how I can make it even more pleasurable for the person I am with. Four, it's perfectly normal to shit when you're fat. No. Number four, teach me how to kiss because I am clueless about it and I don't understand how it can be pleasurable.
Oh, go on.
Wow, that's really pathetic. Even if the relationship is purely friends with benefits, I'd really like the ability to cuddle and stay the night. In what? In what? Forklift. Take a shower with that person the next morning. In what? Yeah, shower in what, Cheryl? Maybe they're going to go to the Chattanooga Zoo and borrow the elephant washer. Do you think?
Can you see that right now? I could see him doing a video of getting weighed on deer scales and then getting washed by an elephant washer. Wow, with those blue pants and then they get wet and keep sticking to his body.
Do you think, Cheryl, do you think that's what he's fixing to do? To go to the zoo? I'd like to see him do that thing with his hand that people do when they pretend to be elephants, you know what I mean?
He was doing in the video between setting the do, he was shaking his hand.
No, but this is like, you know when you put your hand up to your nose like it's a trunk and then you wave your hand, you know what I mean? And then you go, whatever. I am open to ages 21 to 50, maybe even older. That's my favorite part. I am open to ages 21 to 50. In other words, breathing to death. Maybe even older. What is he going to date an 80-year-old? Feel free to send a photo. Right. Feel free to send a photo. Did you want to date him? Feel free to send a photo with your reply. It is not necessary to send a photo. What kind of a dumb way to... I mean, like, feel free to send a photo, but don't send a photo. I like to make friends. I look forward to... In other words, it's okay if you're ugly as fuck, because I'm huge. Isn't that what he's saying? I'm extremely fat, so you can be ugly. That's what he's saying. Feel free to send a photo with your reply. It is not necessary to send a photo. He could have put a however. Some sort of transitionary device instead of making it two sentences.
Well,
don't you think you should have put however? I like to make friends, period. I look forward to hearing from you, period. If you're not sending a photo, please send a detailed description and what you're looking for. Thank you.
Period.
Wow. Blood.
Wow.
I feel sorry for him. Not
Me
really.
Me too. Not really.
Yeah,
dude.
I know. I did for like half a sex cunt, but only because I was being mean.
But the fact that this is completely serious and he got many replies, I think it's amazing. It's just a lot about his society.
Did he get laid or not?
No, of course not.
But he did have a date at some shack, right?
No, it wasn't a date.
I thought he had a date at this, on the highway truck, one of those little snack booths.
Well, it was one of his friends has a boyfriend or something in a band that's really horrible.
Yeah, I ain't seen the videos.
Like the most horrible music you've ever heard.
I see.
But this man who has his fleet record on, he was some kind of a dare or something, and somebody was like, Danny to kiss Andy Meltzer, and he did it, and then was Andy's first kiss.
So he did get a first kiss.
Sure did.
I think his ass is bleeding. Because I don't know why else he wouldn't be available for discussion right now.
Well, it could be if you had listened to this program we did, then you'd hear about the ordeal he has on a daily basis now with not making it to the toilet.
Now, tell us what happened with him. What's going on with him?
I'm not telling you. You listen to the fucking show.
On his website? Andy.Andrew?
Impromptu Commode.
That's the name of the website? Impromptucommode.com?
Andy.Andrew.
Is it after the dog shedding or before? Listen, I want to tell you something about the Apple. That thing is working now. That mobile me... I hated it at first, but all the syncing is working now, finally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Normal.
Anyway, I know you have to go. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before you leave me alone?
Well, no. Not at all. I'm very tired of the long day of lapsing, and that's pretty much it. I'll put out a showgram this week. Hopefully it won't suck. And it's supposed to be this prank phone call. And if I have time, maybe I'll do another one. But this one is about inquiring about a gym membership, honey. Sure is.
A gym membership? Sounds fascinating.
Well, you know, I go to work out my lips.
Mm-hmm.
Need someone to work them out, lift some weights.
Right.
Right. So, have a good evening. It was great talking to you.
Okay, well, it wasn't mutual, but thanks for being on my program.
Sure.
Or, bye. She's really ugly.